Now, if you, what about, what would you say about a boy, say, who looked a lot like his father, if they had the same color hair and the same eyes, that sort of thing? They'd say he, that boy sure...
He sure favors his parents. Most of people favors his daddy, but usually he can actually, that boy sure takes after his parents. Well, if he's after his daddy, he probably would say, well, he really takes after his daddy. Some of them would say, you know, he's a spit image of his daddy.
what, now, what would you call a child that was born without, it didn't have a, say, a father? It'd be called a what? Did you ever hear names for them?
That's the,
Kind of a joking name for a child that didn't have a father.
Bastard.
Yeah, he probably called. I didn't say that. He probably say he's a bastard.
Okay.
Well, when back in olden days they would, they're not bad about people not
doing
them old. But they're back in then they say, oh, that old bastard there.
Okay. What about? Well, even if they, well, I guess either they didn't mean. What about a person who you might? What about a carpenter you might trust to build you a chicken coop, but you wouldn't trust him to build your house? You'd say he was a what kind of carpenter?
Oh, jackleg carpenter. Most of the people would say, you know, says, oh, what about so and so? I said, well, he's pretty good old jackleg carpenter. He'd build you a hog pen, a chicken coop, or some hen house. But I don't fool with him building no house or something like that.
All right. Jackleg, you'd use that for just about anything, or would you say call somebody a jackleg lawyer?
No, a heap time. Some people would say he's just an old jackleg lawyer. He don't just if he didn't know much about law or something or if he they said, oh, he's just an old jackleg lawyer. He don't. I don't fool with him. He don't know nothing. But they class him. Yeah, they class him being an old jackleg lawyer.
Now, talking about a bill, when it came time to pay it, you'd say the bill was, now the bill is what? First of the month, the bill comes?
Yeah, bill has come due.
Yeah. Do you ever hear
past due?
Yeah. You ever hear people talk about somebody going around to somebody's house and trying to get money out of them for a bill? That was called what?
Fraud, ain't it?
Well, you ever heard of dunning them? Dunning somebody?
Oh, yeah. They go back to that. Go out and, of course, heap them now will say collect, but says, I had to go on done on so and so, he ain't paid me in 6 months.
What does that mean? The bill's done, come done.
It's done past due, baby.
Done past due. All
right. But most of them saying now, says, I got to go out and collect from old so and so, he ain't paid me in a month or two, 6 months or something.
Yeah. Did you ever have to, I guess back in the 30s, when money was what?
God, it was tough then. Yeah. It's hard to get a hold of. You didn't get, it's scarce.
Could you get any? I mean, could you, when you went to the bank, could you?
Well, I would always come up back in there. I was pretty lucky, you know. I could go to the bank and borrow some on the farm on.
Yes.
But you got to be first. You kind of rough a little something there, you know. You could go get it if you own a little something, own some land, own stock, own cattle or something. Now, if you didn't own nothing, that's a rough road to travel. You didn't know how to make that grade. They wouldn't let you have it. They'd ask you a whole lot of questions, and I just can't do it. He'd put you all come back next week and see me or something. Now, you're getting shit out of you.
Yeah. My granddaddy said if the depression had kept on like it was, he might have lost his farm in a couple more years.
I wouldn't doubt it, yeah.
It was tough for farmers, wasn't it?
A fella can make it pretty good then if he had just a little background. He rough a little something or other. He could kind of go get a little something, keep it going. But a fella that didn't have it,